Right now on Colorado's Morning News, the roller coaster of a market continues to be unpredictable. Economic factors influence investors, the Russian war in Ukraine, spiking inflation rates, and now the lifting of mask mandates for airline travel, all impacting how money moves and transits. What does it all mean? Here with us now, president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning from Jump Street. Because of your expertise in aviation, what is your thought on the mask mandates being repealed and, I guess, taking that burden to some degree off the airlines having to enforce it?
Well, I think it was long overdue, and of course, when the judge overruled the decision or overruled the mask mandate yesterday, the TSA was pretty quick to come out, Marty, saying that they were going to lift the mask policy from people being screened, and airports quickly across the country, for the most part, indicated they were going mask-free. But as the day progressed, I was very interested to see what the airlines were going to do. They're private businesses, and they could have kept, had they wanted, their mask mandate in place without any problem at all. And I was really worried about United. United tends to be the airline that tries to show how conscientious they are about so many different things. And I thought, what are they going to do? And yesterday, initially, they were saying they were going to keep their mask policy in place. But by the end of the day and this morning, the position is reversed, where they, along with most carriers right now, are saying that they will go mask-free as well. And the implications to this is that there's a lot of people that couldn't fly or would not fly with the mask mandate in place. There's no apparent appeal that may be coming down the road. So if that's the case and we're allowed to proceed from this point forward, the busy summer travel season of June, July, and August, when airlines make the largest amount of profit for the course of the year from a seasonal standpoint, there's going to be a lot more reservations made now that the mask mandate is gone than what we had before. And airlines are already seeing one of the busiest travel summers that we've seen in years. This is only going to make it even more so. Airlines are raising fares, so they're going to be making a lot more money. A lot of reservations are taking place, being made right now. The airlines are still understaffed. Airports are understaffed. TSA is understaffed. Even though all of those issues are still at play, doesn't mean people aren't going to be making reservations. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now with another surge in the advance bookings for summer travel.
Well, Jay, you mentioned people are making reservations, and you also mentioned that the airlines are understaffed, so some airlines are canceling flights. At what point do passengers say, you know, that's enough of this. I can't deal with that.
It's tough right now, Pat, and I tell you, the only way that we're going to get through this summer okay is if nobody calls in sick anywhere for 3 months, and we have perfect weather for 3 months. I think we all three understand that's not going to happen. So we'll see issues. When there are weather issues, airlines don't have the deep bench where they can bring in extra people to right the ship quickly. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a weather event that could impact flights for 4, 5, 6 days. You have any technical issues like Southwest and others have seen of late, again, it's going to be a nightmare. And the problem is, for a lot of the people that fly low-cost carriers, which I love low-cost carriers, is if they only operate service between the cities 2 or 3 days a week, and your Thursday flight cancels and the next flight that they offer is not until Monday, well, I mean, that's really going to affect your vacation. So it's going to be an interesting summer, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, obviously, that has reservations. You just need to be prepared and get to the airport extra early, because I'm already hearing from people across the country that arrived, you know, an hour before departure because that's what they did last year, only to find the parking lot was full, took them forever to find a spot. Once they got inside, the TSA, which is normally 10 lanes, only had 6 of them open because they're short-staffed, and they ended up missing their flight because they didn't get back to the gate in time. So, you know, all of us, you know, people go to the amusement park, they'll stand in a hot summer sun for 4 hours to ride a 2-minute ride, but you try to get them to the airport 2 hours or more before departure and they act like you're trying to steal from them.
As we wrap up with you, I want to get your thoughts on what seemed like a Friday news dump, which kind of surprised me they'd release it that way, but the Biden administration opening up more permits for drilling, and of course that deals with energy and somehow trying to lower the costs. Did Wall Street have a reaction to that Friday news, or have they had any so far? And does that, I know you can't just flip a switch with that, but at least from a future impact, does that look like that'll be good for the markets that were trying to somehow mitigate the costs of fuel and energy?
It is certainly good news, and we're cautiously optimistic at this point, and hopefully it will continue to move in that direction, because this country, for a brief period of time, was actually energy independent, and it was great to see. And I think situations like we have right now were a reminder that we need to go there. Now, as far as the market's reaction, we didn't see a significant one. The markets were closed, of course, on Friday for Good Friday. We had the market reaction a bit yesterday, but nothing that was marked. But again, for a long-term strategic approach, it's great to see. I hope it continues. And who knows, maybe a little bit more common sense in Washington, D.C. can go a long way.
Find Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.